You're listening to the Friends Talking Podcast. I'm Joel Greenberg. It's a little more Second Life. USA Today published an article today that mentioned me and my work with Idea City and Second Life titled, "Marketers Find a New Place to Set Up Shop, Virtual Reality." As a little celebration, I've cut together two interviews from the Second Life Community Convention held last August in San Francisco. I've talked to a lot of people about Second Life recently, and one of the things that comes up time and again are their perceptions that folks who participate in Second Life, well, they must be teenage boys with few friends playing in their parents' basement. My first interview is with Misty Rhodes, that's her in-world name, a 50-year-old woman, and we talk about why she participates in Second Life. The second interview is with Ruben Steiger, CEO of the development firm Millions of Us, talking about Toyota Scion and Second Life.
Would you introduce yourself?
Okay, Misty Rhodes in Second Life. I come from Queens, New York. In world, I live in Lemonsport.
Okay.
I own about 61% of the region with my partner, who is Rev Mond, and he's in real life a scientist for Sandia Corporation.
So what do your friends in Queens think about this? Like when you talk about, you know, when you're walking down Rockaway Boulevard and
They think I'm nuts, but I talk to everybody and some people. I met a woman in the laundromat when I was washing, getting my stuff ready to pack to go away, come here. And she was like, wow. She goes, what is it? She actually took out a pen and paper to write it down. She was going to check it out. So, I mean, people listen. I had my nails done. The guy who does my nails in there, he wrote it down because he's a computer geek. He was like, I'll check it out. So I just talked to anyone who will listen.
So what are their reactions? Do they think you're like in a cult or something? Or
they were like, how can you enjoy sitting in front of a computer? I said, because I don't see this sitting in front of a computer. I'm talking to people in Australia. I'm talking to someone in Paris. And today, I got to meet them all. I mean, like, when would I have ever talked to these people if I wasn't in Second Life?
Wow.
You know, I mean, that's how I look at it. This has opened up a whole new world for me. I've gone to Philadelphia, I've come here to San Francisco. I can't wait for the next one to see where else I end up. You know, I'm loving it. I think that's crazy. That's real. I'm out mingling, partying. I'm not like a social, you know, misfit or anything. I love it.
Were computers like your thing? I mean, what have you done for a living?
I've been an administrative assistant typing. So, I mean, like, I could chat. It wasn't hard for me to chat in world, you know, because I can type. But most of the people I chat with go like this. You really get to talk to a lot of people, especially with Skype. Skype rocks because you can talk to anybody, anywhere. I love it.
So is that what people are using? They're not using, like, Ventrilo or TeamSpeak? Or
I've used both, but I get frustrated with them. I really like Skype now.
Yeah.
I guess as they improve and perfect it, it'll get better, but Skype right now works for me.
So can you go back to Second Life without sound, without talking?
Oh, yeah. I've done it. Yeah, I've done it. Because now I work with a headset all the time, so sometimes I'll forget to put it on and I'll be so busy, you know, talking with everyone. I'll realize, hey, wait a minute, I'm not hearing my friend who's a DJ. She lives like 6 hours upstate from me. So I'm like, ooh, I better put it on fast because she's yelling at me. Do you hear me? You don't hear me what I'm saying to you?
and you say you own...
I own 61% of Lemonsport. It's a mainland region. We bought it a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. We grouped our land, so you get like a 10% in bonus land of what you have. So, yeah.
And you have a business, or what are you doing on land?
I did make clothing. I do have a shop out, but I haven't really been busy with it lately. So, but we have other shops. I don't make any money in there, so. I mean, I could if I wanted to. But when I started out hosting, became a mentor. I did a lot of show and tells.
So is there...
We are a community. This is not just like, you know, people think it's all cybering. It's like, I don't cyber. I mean, everybody...
What do you mean by cyber?
Have like sex, virtual sex. I am really good to meet people, talk to people. If I get to meet them face to face, it's great. But I've never made a bad friendship. In the 3 years that I've been in Second Life, I've never made a bad friendship.
So do you think that's going to change as it grows bigger?
I don't think it'll change. I don't think it'll change. I think more people will catch the momentum of it. We're already a community. We've known... us now here have been in world for 2 years, 3 years. We're solid. We're a community. And we always welcome newcomers in. And, you know, we'll show them around. If they choose to stay and hang out with us, they do. And if not, they move on. But, you know, we don't forget each other.
So a lot of people in Queens doing this?
Well, a guy I flew out with, he's from Queens as well. And he's a big clothing designer. He makes money in the world. He makes about $1,500 to $2,000 a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a nice little supplement.
In addition to his real life job, you know, sure. His full-time job. So he's loving it.
Sure. And you've got children, right?
Uh-huh. One daughter, two grandkids. Yeah. My daughter thought I was absolutely nuts. She's like, Mom, what's the matter with you? You used to go out, you used to have fun. I was like, I'm 50 years old. Mommy's done the bar scene. Mommy don't like the bar scene anymore, you know. You know, I'm this is what I like now. I'm making things. I'm learning Photoshop. I mean, I would have never have learned Photoshop, but I wanted to make clothes in the world, so it forced me to learn it on my own.
So before this, you never did stuff like that on a computer?
No, never Photoshop or anything. I was word processing. I knew like Microsoft Office and stuff like that, but I really dug this.
So where's the, where do you, okay, now that you, how long have you been in?
3 years. I just turned 3 years old last Saturday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. That's a res day.
Happy res day.
Thank you.
What do you think is going to happen in 3 years from now?
Oh, 3 years? I'm thinking by the end of this year, they'll have a million people in the world. I really, they're growing so fast. And the amount of people coming in the world every week is astounding. And anybody who comes on my land, I'll stop and take the time, like, you know, this is how you do this or this is how you do that. Because it can be overwhelming to somebody coming in. It's a little overwhelming to me, but it was much smaller when I started. It's 1,100 people in the world when I started.
Really?
Yeah. It was about, I think, 20 Sims. We didn't have private estates then. It's, like, changed so much.
And so how many do we have today?
350,000, I think, they're up to now in the world.
So essentially 340,000 in 3 years.
Yeah. And from what I hear, they're growing at, like, 15% a month.
Well, thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for listening to me. I love ranting about it.
I'm Ruben Steiger. In Second Life, I'm known as Ruben Tapioca, and I'm the CEO of a company called Millions of Us that brings real brands into virtual worlds. What we just did was we launched the Scion XB into Second Life. So what that means is that for the last 10 days, we've been building a virtual copy of the XB, programming it for performance, and getting it ready to bring into Second Life. And what this means is that Toyota is coming into Second Life. They're going to open a virtual dealership and release all their cars to be fully customizable by the residents of Second Life, so that unlike today where, you know, it's very cool, you can go online and you can sort of tweak out a car, see what it would look like. It kind of stops a little short, and when this goes live, what you'll actually be able to do is go to the dealership, get into a virtual version of any one of their models, tweak it out to your heart's content, and then drive it off into the digital sunset and get that kind of complex feedback loop of what the social reaction is to sort of rolling in a Scion, which is ultimately a much more, like, you know, it's a more nuanced thing, right? So this is the first auto company to launch into Second Life, and it's a cool thing.
So what is the special Second Life features that this thing, you know, takes advantage of?
I mean, there's a few things, but there's nothing really technically extraordinary. Well, I take that back. It allows for user-created content, right? So you could release, though I don't believe Scion has, you could release, and many car companies do, their vehicles into video games, right? In this case, users are going to be able to mod the car a lot more. And, you know, what Scion's all about as a company is customization.
So is it the same thing that they'll be able to mod in the real world, or are there things that you're doing in Second Life that you can't do in the real world for mods?
We haven't determined that yet. We're gonna play it by ear and see sort of how much we want to blow the doors open, right?
Right.
But I would imagine in the future, many companies are going to not only allow for kind of standard features and exploration of all the permutations of those, but, you know, at the far end of the spectrum, they'll be engaging their users in product development, right? They'll say, you know, design the coolest dish soap, right? Or to use a more perhaps exciting example, they'll say, you know, what would this car look like if you ruled the world?
Okay, so you just came off a panel here at the Second Life Community Convention talking mm-hmm. about how brands entering the world need to do it in a way that makes sense to the community.
Yeah.
And add value mm-hmm. more than just what the real world is.
Correct.
How does this fit into that idea?
Well, what Scion's just underwritten is the creation of some very cool vehicles, of which there are many in Second Life, right? But the kind of backstory here is that Second Life's preeminent car designer built the Scion XB for us. His previous car is a thing called the Dominus Shadow, which is kind of a cyberpunk retro Mustang. And when that was released, it really changed the way people thought about a lot of things, about content development, because it set the bar really, really high. I mean, the thing was visceral. The sound feedback was extraordinary. The capabilities were unbelievable. And it changed the way people thought about what you could do. So Scion is basically funding him to do more cool stuff, right? And, you know, frankly, he's a PhD student, so that's a good thing.
So what did you do just now? Explain what just happened.
So what we just did here was a take, right, where the real silver, the real XB, which was given to us by the dealership, was outside of the conference center where all these panels are being held at the community convention. And what we did was we had someone on the phone in Second Life who had 20 advanced copies of the XB. With a list of who they were going to drop them on when we gave the signal. And we had one of our team members, Green Fate, was at the wheel of the real XB. And when we gave the signal, the crowd counted down from 10, and Green Fate hit the accelerator in the real world. He drove about 100 yards and made a sharp left behind some buildings where you couldn't see him. And as he turned the corner and was obscured, he hit the horn, which was the signal to Cyrus Huffines on the phone in Second Life to begin dropping them into onto people in the real world. And so we really sort of filmically marked that transition of blurring the boundary between atoms and bits, between real and virtual. It's a big deal because it really gives users of a major product. You know, we're talking about Toyota Motor Corporation. I think they're now the second biggest car company in the world, and they've elected to put a degree of freedom in the hands of their users that's just completely unprecedented and revolutionary, right? And it really, you know, they've set the bar again. They've said, you know, we're a company that's about giving you choice and letting, you know, you express yourself rather than kind of be force-fed we have.
Let me ask you a hard question.
Yeah.
How does 20 cars in Second Life, no matter how cool it is, move the needle and end up in hitting their sales goals?
So this is just a pre-release. They're opening a full dealership in October where in Second Life, all their vehicles will be for sale, and we expect that thousands and thousands and thousands of them will be sold. How that moves the needle in terms of more Scions being sold, it's a form of marketing, right? So people are going to take, make videos in Second Life using Machinima, which is this burgeoning art form of user-created videos. People are going to take videos of themselves in their tweaked-out Scions, partying, going to clubs. Those will go up on YouTube.
So are you dealing with a marketing agency, or are you dealing with people at Scion?
We're dealing with people at Scion.
Now, have they talked to you about ROI?
Hey, they have. Yeah.
So how does this translate into ROI for them?
We are able to measure how many people this touches, right? The level of interaction that one expects in sort of traditional marketing efforts, whether they be broadcast or even impressions online, is generally measured in seconds or minutes, right? And as a percentage of 100, that's usually around 2, right? The people stupid enough or lazy enough not to ignore you, right, as you shout at them, right? And so in a virtual world, the degree of interaction is generally hours, right? So it's a much more intimate type of interaction, and ultimately the hope is much more meaningful. So we're able to measure all the interactions that go on in Second Life in a very kind of granular and, you know, interesting way, and we're also able to see sort of what effect this has as it goes out and enters the cultural consciousness outside on the web.
So in addition to what you just talked about, what other kind of measurement tools or other things is Cyan getting out of it? Do they know how many people have configured what? The colors people have chosen?
At this point, I really don't want to go into that, but those are all good ideas, and I think that it's fair bet that those are the kinds of things that we're going to be providing.
Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate
it. My pleasure.
You've been listening to the Friends Talking Podcast. Listen to more stories at friendstalking.joelandkaren.com. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Why don't you burn it to a CD and listen to it in your car? Share it with your friends. Pass it along. The music you're listening to is The Promise by Torley Wong, known in Second Life as Torley Linden. Listen to more of Torley's songs at the Internet Archives. That's archive.org. I'm Joel Greenberg. Thanks for listening.